Pressure Radio back on the air once a week. I try to do it once a week, but you know, I travel quite a bit. Today's guest is the one and only Windsor James.
What up, though?
How you living, kid?
Good. Chilling, man. Life is good.
Yeah.
Life is great.
What are you up in Frisco for?
I'm on a circuit trip right now. Frisco, Sacto, then San Jose. So we're getting it
It's a circuit trip.
Yeah, circuit trip. Circuit's back. In case you forget, it's not.
What, DVS is back? Everybody's coming back?
Yeah.
What's the worst black tattoo that you ever saw? Because I always see black tattoos and they always come out kind of funky. What's up?
Like a black folk tattoo?
No,
like black
you're person? A black man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. What's the worst one I've seen? I got a pretty fucking bad one. I got some, like, I tried to, I was all hammered one night, and I at Nick Trapasso's house. Shout out to
Nicky
all the boys.
Nicky T is, he's the tattoo man.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I got, like, something done, and then I tried to put, like, my area code on my leg, like, you know, your shit tattoos when you're taking a shit, you you can, you know, forever remind you of that shit tattoo that you got.
I read in an interview in Thrasher, of course, the only mag that ever mattered.
The best.
You said, I just commenced to going for it. You don't fucking around like, I'm going to kickflip it. I'm going to, no. You just say, I'm going to get it. I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah, that's how it's been. That's how it seems to have been working out for me this whole time, you know? I mean, I always figure, like, you know, when you're at the skate park or some shit and you're warming up and shit, you know, but when you get in the wild, and you're trying to grind it before you want to try it, or, you know, you're grinding it and tail sliding it and shit just to, you know, get a feel of it. But you know what you're doing. Like, and everybody knows what they're doing. So I'm always like, you know, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to just try the trick that I came to try, because you could fuck around and be, you're like, yeah, I want to kickflip nose bunny. But then you're like, yeah, I'm going to grind it and shit a couple times, and you just go fuck up.
No, the next thing you know.
So that's why you go, fuck it, I'm a fucking... I know what I'm doing here.
No,
you know?
Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pro. That's right.
Exactly. So yeah, you got to get in there.
How'd you first come up in the game? Where'd it come from?
I just Denver, and I think maybe it was a Crux trip.
Angel? Oh, it was a Crux? You rode Crux?
Yeah, I rode Crux back in the day.
Before you could tic-tac at a rail?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. So I was on a Crux trip, and Ron Welly was the TM at the time, and just, you know, at NHS and all that, and he was fucking with me, and he just, you know, liked how I rock, I guess, if that's a good, you know, term to use.
Who you ride for now?
I ride for Circa, Venture, Spitfire, Crew Denim, Shake Junt. Yeah.
Who did you get boards from?
I'm a free agent right
I'm
now.
I'm a free agent. In case you heard.
Yeah, if y'all ain't know, I'm a free agent right now.
If Sinner got a board.
Yeah.
I figure you better get one.
Hell yeah. So, you know, but them was my boys too. So, you know, I don't know yet what I'm going to do, but it's going to be good, you know, good solid year. So
how old are you now?
I'm 27.
Well, you got time to run.
Yeah, I still got a little time.
I told people myself the 30s were my best years. Next thing you know, when you're 30, you realize what you can do and what you can't.
Exactly.
That's it. Like, God damn, I ain't going to nail a 540. No.
Yeah. I still feel, I feel like I'm getting sore now. But, I mean, other than that, I still feel young.
No, you feel young because you're in shape, man. That's it. You got to stay the game.
Hell yeah.
Nothing worse than be like, oh, shit, I don't feel like skating. No, skating is forever.
Yeah,
that is.
Hell yeah.
And that's the bottom line. Everybody else, like, you hang out with a good clique, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, they
best
always.
Best clique. And that's crew, baby.
That, what?
If y'all ain't know, it's NS crew. That's what we do. That's how we doing. San Diego shit.
NS, what's it mean?
It's it means no standards.
No shouts standards.
Out, yeah, shouts out to Richie Bell and BB Bastidas, all them boys.
All them niggas.
Lanny Rhodes, the Rhodes family.
The Rhodes family.
R.I.P. Prince.
No, they're the ones that they document it. So then guess what? Come on, Landy, you got this?
Yeah, yeah.
I got this.
Already.
I seen Andrew Reynolds that when he backside flipped Wallenberg, I was up there that day, and the Altamont team was all doing flat ground over in the corner and shit, and Drew was backside flipping Wallenberg. He took fucking hits, man. I was like, come on now.
I'm sure.
He's like 37 years old. He's still backside flipping big shit.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Who's legend. Your favorite skaters?
Just a lot of homies. Nick Trapasso is one of like the
Nick,
my favorites.
Nicky, he was on Skate Rock, and I seen him. He don't fuck around.
Yeah, he's a beast.
No, he
and
is.
He just one. He just a cool looking dude on the skateboard. You know what I'm saying? He's just he always had a really good style to me. And
no, when he was a little baby the fucking what was it?
Yeah, bootleg days.
Bootleg babies, Swisher pants and.
Oh yeah, he was fresh as fuck.
No, but he was like, I want to make a grown-ass part.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said.
I remember chopping it up with him before, like, he had got on the machine, and he was like, yeah, man, I got it. You got your, everybody's got their the baby parts, like, and then there's the man part that comes, you know, with us growing up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've been doing it for a long time since a little baby, you know what I'm talking?
How old were you started?
I wasn't like as young as some of these young kids coming up. I was probably like 12 or something, but some of these boys been hitting it nowadays, like not in like my generation of skating. Like these boys been hitting it since like, you know, 7 or 8 or something.
Do you ever got a lot of shit because it's a cracker sport? Do people ever rouse you for it?
No. Back in the day, when it wasn't as big, you know, my family would give me shit, like just my cousins and shit. Just, you know, they'd be like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong? What you doing this? Oh, you know, that's white people shit. I'm like, man, I love this shit. Like, and they just give me shit. Like,
because
nigga,
it's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you can't figure it out. Well, I can't help you.
Skateboarding is the biggest thing on this planet Earth to me right now.
It's the hardest thing to understand.
And the best shit right now.
It's the best shit.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'm fucking stoked it came where it did. You know, I'm glad it's like up top like that doing this thing.
What'd you get up when what'd you get up here in SF?
I haven't got anything yet. I went to Clipper yesterday and tried some things, bitched out on a couple things.
What do you
too,
think of that over back lip shit? Do you think that's legit?
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean those
dudes are, don't get me wrong. I love T-Pudge is my homie, you know what I mean? And I like all that shit, but I mean, you know, they you see those dudes do that shit at that street league, like you knew it was coming. Like when you watch the street league, say you watch the street league, this is not me hating at all. Like I love, like
no,
I'm,
you,
my dudes
you're
is making,
to get paid.
They're getting paid good too. But it's, I mean, I wish they would, you know, kind of like figure out how to like not lead out. This is what Lee Dupin always told me, this like, when you're at these demos and shit, it's good to see everybody, like, you know, it's good to rip and shit, but like, and just skate and shit, but you can't be like showing people like the future of your future shit. Like,
no,
this
don't
is what,
let the cat out the
yeah,
bag.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you see like that on like Clipper and shit, and you're like, oh yeah, well, Robert, he does that all
no,
the time.
No, it's like Figgy, he nollie front feeble 20 stairs when he was fucking 16. It's like,
yeah.
Why let the cat out the bag?
Yeah,
wait,
yeah, I can't
pace yourself.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. You gotta do some good shit at the demo and then be like chilling. Don't like
just
or like don't show
down.
Everybody the shit, the buck shit that you're gonna do.
I'm gonna get buck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You wanna surprise the kids, you know what I'm saying?
You ever had any injuries? You ever broke nobody?
No, I haven't broke no bones or nothing yet. I've been have just minor injuries where I'll be out for a few months and shit. Like just you know, it seems like, I don't know, this knee shit is just heavy right now this past
knees and ankles
5-6 years.
Oh, that shit hurts.
Skateboarding, the caliber of it is fucking heavy right now. So, you know, when you out there in the wild, you like, yeah, you know, you got to deal with like shit like that. Yeah, I might be.
When you do you ever go skating by yourself late night?
Yeah, sometimes I do, like just like in a fucking parking lots and shit. Sometimes I'll do that, or just there's this park by my house now, and they have the lights on till like 12 and shit. So, it's not even, it's just like street lights, but they light up the whole park somehow. Just
right.
Like the like the flat bar and shit, and I always go there like when I'm just chilling. I'm
you
like,
gotta stay in the game.
Hell yeah, you just gotta make sure your shit's right.
You gotta stay.
Hell yeah.
Really, it's hard because you gotta be like, should I do this? Ain't nobody filming it. Nah.
Yeah.
But especially now that the consistency level is so insane that you're like,
yeah, man, everybody's what? It's everybody good. Everybody's good nowadays.
Kickflip,
man.
Hurricane Blood. Come on,
that shit's crazy.
Especially when Drain Baby gets his, you know, straight up.
Niger, yeah. Niger, Jesus, right?
You working on any video parts?
Yeah, I'm working on just a part for like at the end of the year, maybe hopefully beginning of spring or whatever. And probably try and put it out on Thrasher. So I mean,
Thrasher mean to you?
It's just like the most authentic, like original thing in skating. Like it's like the Bible. Everybody knows that, you know. So it's just like pure skateboarding, like from all aspects and all levels and genres of it, and you know.
No, we've been doing it for 35 years. Yeah, we must be doing something right.
Yeah, it's the best. It's the best. It's the Bible, you know.
No, I do know that. Everywhere I go, people biblically, are like, "Damn, Phelps, it's all right."
That's how we
like,
do this.
No, that's how we do it.
Yeah, that's how we look at it. Like, yeah, this.
When you're on the road with your friends and you're like, "Fuck, let's stop. Let's skate. Look at that shit right there." That's why skating's so great.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You drinking beers, I like that. That's my boy. Just kick it back. So you don't live in Long Beach?
No, I live in Encinitas.
Encinitas?
Yeah.
That's like some Republican shit. They don't like black folks.
Yeah. There's like me and a couple other black folks out there. I see them every now and then. We get a black folk nod.
What do you think is Switch God? Who can claim themselves Switch God?
I would say maybe that if they had a Switch God team. A team of, you know, your top five. P-Rider to me is Switch God. I would say Stevie.
Back in the day, yeah. I took a picture of him. He's kick-flipping some force there when he was a little midget. Little Stevie, he's Jay-Z of skateboarding.
Yeah, Stevie Williams definitely could be one of the Switch guys. Evan Smith.
No, did you see that? The street league, he did the alley frontside flip. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah. Hell yeah. He's buck.
No, he's buck.
It's fucked up to watch that kid skate because you know when you're watching some. Body skate training too, like you can tell right off the bat, like it's a that was Switch, but no. When you watch and he's doing like crazy shit, like
the wall ride over
back,
the
he like switch back tails
switch
and shit,
wall
and they look
rides and shit,
yeah,
really,
and they, the shit doesn't
now.
Even look Switch, so
no, he looks at
he's just
it like,
skating around all ways.
No, he's just
up.
Cruising and he's blowing your mind.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Fast talking con man blowing your mind.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
You and your girl at the same time.
Fucking the raver too.
He's a raver and he's
yeah,
a
raver,
musician too.
Shouts out to Tony Tave too for
Tony
being
Tave
Switch God.
Is one of my favorite barrel heel flips of all time.
Hell yeah.
Boom. How you living? Yeah, Tony he's Tave, that's money. God he's always him. Like because I remember the Lee DuPont, My Three Sons.
Yeah.
That article, that was
hella
exciting.
That was our, I think that was all
that
of
was
our
your first,
first
come up.
Yeah, first interviews too, yeah.
Yeah, Lee DuPont.
Yeah, shouts out to fucking Lenny Rivas too for that. He was
dumb
one of the three.
Lenny Rivas. Yeah, he's crazy. You know that.
Yeah.
Lenny Rivas. And then you got a Ginger.
Yeah, that Ginger, yeah. Lee DuPont, best dude.
Where do you see skateboarding going?
I don't know. It's going. It's obviously gonna get even more bucker than it is. It's just shit's getting crazy as far as talent. You know what I mean? I'm glad like all the companies are doing their thing. Like you, like small brands are starting to do their thing again. You know. You know. The the fucking difficulty and talent of skating is definitely fucking crazy. And it's just gonna get even
upgrade.
More.
Upgrade. It's only gonna
get more. It's
gonna
get gnarlier, like, obviously, but. So I love that shit though. When you now, like, you know, even get like getting older, like seeing it from when I came up to, you know, what the kids are doing now still.
What's the first song you want to hear?
There's this artist out here from he's from the Pack. He's a Frisco artist. His name's 2-8.
No, it's
Stunner Man Keith
Stunner
Jenkins.
Stunner Man Jake. What's
Keith Jenkins.
Keith Jenkins.
Yeah, he's a beast. Me and my homeboy Lanny been fucking with him. He got this song called "Back Up in the Kitchen." I like that song. It's dope as fuck.
Let's play that shit. What game? What trick can't you win in a game of skate?
Switch hard flips and nollie hard flips.
I call them pretzel flips because they look so retarded in the air. Yeah. You're like, pretzel.
Damn it. I don't understand him at all. Well, some people got him like they could just
No, Mike Carroll.
Yeah. He's got
frontside shove a kickflip. Yeah. That's how it goes, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got one of the all-time best hard flips.
At the library.
Oh, yeah.
In case you forget.
Yeah, that was the best one for sure.
Yeah. And who else? Who's on the come up now? You see all these kids like the young midgets they're filming in their backyard and shit. That's just so corned beef.
Yeah.
It's like what are they doing? It's like GoPro.
The GoPro shit's crazy. It's cool. I always skate with Dane Berman and shit. I still skate with a lot of the.
I call him Dale Berman because I was in Portugal with him and he's money.
Yeah, he's a beast.
And I like Forrest Edwards, too. That's my money. Three flip, 50.
He's fucking... He's one of those fucking really gnarly dudes out there right now.
No,
that,
he don't give a fuck. You see his elbows? Beast. He's, like, just, like, thrashed.
Yeah, he's just He just loves skating, too. You could tell.
No, you could tell. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck. He's a beast.
He is a goddamn beast.
Yeah, when you watch that dude, you're all... He's a beast. You just watch him do
so
all this
Circuit
shit.
Gonna come out with a vid?
Yeah, we're gonna work on a project. I'm sure. Like after we got all this Ride Channel shit coming out, that's
everybody. Ride
like
Channel.
Everybody's
Whoa.
Back in it. After the Ride Channel episodes, we'll definitely be out there traveling and trying to get a project done.
Yeah.
Real soon, hopefully in the next 2 years.
That's light speed, bro.
Yeah,
You got to get it out now.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what they wanted. I mean,
you saw that kid. He frontside flipped that Machba thing.
Which one? Over the
garbage can.
Yeah.
And then I heard that the kid backed it up with just a regular backside biggie. He backed him up. I was like, who are these people? Nacho, like. Some random dudes.
Yeah, all these kids are hitting it too. So I guess when you to think we might have to do it faster because you can't really sit on footy because everybody is good at skating.
Everybody's coming for your shit.
Yeah. So hopefully, like I said, I was trying to put a part out the end of this year. Hopefully, everybody's getting buck at that point, and we just put a whole project out. You know?
Do you know Tony Hawk?
I met him a couple times.
Tell me what he said to you.
He's just nice. I just always meet him. Yeah.
He's Michael Jordan of skateboard.
Yeah, hell yeah. I see him sometimes at Riley's house, and he's pretty rad.
No, Riley too. He's got Tony Hawk's hands. You see that?
He's got long arms.
Long
and shit.
Arms and shit.
He's just a lanky dude. He's just the lanky dude.
The Baker team, no, the Shake Junk team, whatever, the Baker team, they got mad dudes. Like Figgy, come on now.
Yeah.
Asphalt, huh?
Yeah, fucking, I just seen Figgy do the gnarliest shit the other day. He's back.
What'd he get?
Obviously got to keep it a little low, but he definitely...
He stepped it up.
Got a gap to... real trick that's gonna blow some fucking minds. So
out two
gap out something. Grind? One of those grinds. Yeah.
One of those grinds that you yeah. say you don't make it, you die.
Yeah. He got smoked.
He got
and then
smoked.
He got back up.
And he did it again. Yeah. That's and your
he,
money, man.
And he just did, he think he just never rolls up to shit. He's just all right, he, you know the roll ups? He's he doesn't do those. No. He's all fuck it. Then he just hugs Glory.
No, he's one tough customer. So he's got he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking a legend. No, to me. Like that dude, goddamn.
We're so lucky.
Glory
to,
rides all see, day.
When we got the mag, and they're all like 22, and now that they're all grown up, and they learn from the mag.
Hell yeah.
They're of us, so we're all in this together. It's hell the yeah. best feeling when we
all learn from this mag.
Fucking Thrasher, this guy, we all know.
Hell yeah.
Straight up. What's your favorite Thrasher t-shirt?
I like the one, the comic strip one with the fucking, the chick. She's like, I wish my boyfriend would skate. That one's like one of the best ones. Just the skate goat's obviously just OG. Like,
no, skate goat. The kids want to ride the dark side. You know that, right?
Hell yeah.
In case they don't, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, that one's essential. And then just the OG Thrasher magazine one's essential. But okay. I only had one. the fucking camouflage one. That one's
That one goes
though.
Yeah. Okay. What's the next song, boy?
There's a song Nicki Minaj put out.
Oh, you know
with
that
the chick.
It's
like a new one, and it's a remix. It's called No Flex Zone.
No Flex Zone.
Yeah, it's a Nicki Minaj remix. It's essential.
You ain't got no love for the Biggie?
Yeah, I got some. Everybody loves Biggie. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep it new.
Yeah. What's your Biggie song?
I don't know, always Kicking the Door. There's this, I like Kicking the Door just because it was a premiere produced it, and it's like one of just the original joints. And there's this song he came out.
He
it was like
beefed.
A Biggie shout out to after he passed away. It was a really good beat. I think like Rick Rubin did it or something. Not Rick Rubin,
Rubin,
but
Rick
he's
Rubin,
a beast
yeah,
producer
from the
as well.
Beasties. Yeah, that's the same old fool.
Yeah, yeah. I like a lot of songs that just got good production.
Do you like old R&B music? Do you like?
Oh yeah.
What do you like? Bill Withers? You like?
Yeah, all that. I like from the Motown era is real good. Like,
oh come on, Smokey.
Yeah, Smokey. Like just from the Jacksons to like even like the people that you know from like the Silvers and all that. All those little
sounds like
groups.
You got your head pretty well. Pretty straight.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I make music. I make beats. So I mean, I'm always like, you know, digging. Yeah, and like, oh, you gotta listen to.
What's the worst thing about being in the van with everybody with them running their seaweed in their headphones and you can't talk? I like talking.
It's been nobody's rock no headphones on this trip so far. It's been real good.
Feel me?
We just rock till whoever's got
shit,
yeah talking shit,
talking mad shit. That's what
yeah,
we do.
Beers. We got to every trip now. Me and Landman get the cooler right before we hop on the road, so we got the little styrofoam cooler. You know, it's
yeah.
filled.
Yeah.
Well, you know, refreshments and whatnot. You know what I mean?
You ever done anything down El Toro?
Nah, I haven't. I always wanted to go. I think El Toro's done now. The set's still.
Yeah.
If you want to get buck like that, you know what I mean?
If you want to get buck.
If you want to get super buck, you can just huck it down that thing.
Sheckler,
I wish the rail was still there.
Sheckler
though.
Claimed to me that he backside flipped El Toro.
That's what the word on the streets, huh?
It better come correct.
Is he, what's he working on, a Plan B video?
He's working on Plan B. It doesn't drop
when that
until
comes
Thanksgiving,
out.
Blood.
Wow. Hey.
Best bring
I guess
a pair
we'll see,
of shoes,
huh?
Son.
Hell yeah. Jesus. He's about to get buck as fuck.
He's about to get.
That kid's a Yeti.
We'll see when that happens. He told me, he goes, wait until you see when the video comes out. And I was like,
damn. He probably backside flipped it, man. I'm pretty sure.
No, if you claim it,
mm-hmm.
you better bring it. Ain't no doubt about that. What would you have been if you weren't a skater? Thugging?
Yeah, I'd be fucked. I'd be probably fucked, pretty fucked off. I'd be doing some. I'd be thugging for show. My life would be. It'd be a little. It'd be obviously different. Or you know, try to think positive. Maybe something else cooler, better would have happened. But I definitely have been thugging pretty goddamn hard.
Pretty goddamn hard.
I might have been like selling dope or something.
Slanging cane.
Yeah, I'd definitely be selling. I'd be selling dope or something.
I don't like to brag about it, but you know what? Skateboarding changed my life.
Yeah, hell yeah, changed my life in a major way. I'm happy.
I've been on the road for 30 years, and I say to myself every day, I'm like, damn, shit done changed.
Fuck yeah, Phelps, I love that. That's the best thing about it too. Like, it's changed a lot of people's lives.
No, everywhere I go,
in the best of way.
Everywhere you go, it's like, come on now.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. I seen damn near the whole world.
No, I seen it all.
Yeah.
From a kid from nowhere to the edge of the earth.
Hell yeah.
Guess what? I did it.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I love about it, too.
Cardiel always told me, he goes, check the fucking the horn, kick the tires, we all right.
Yeah, hell yeah. Ain't no flats, baby.
Ain't no flats
on it. That means we rolling.
Where's the next? Where do you want to go? What's the next spot you want to go?
I've been to China a bunch of times, but
China's sick because they got no.
But
rules.
Man, there's fucking that shit's like heaven to me. Skate heaven, like.
No, it's smooth. Everything no pigs.
Just yeah, hell yeah. Just rails, like everything. They got weird little trannies everywhere, like fucking. There's ledges everywhere. I don't know why everyone goes to the same ledge spots there, because there's every fucking block or every little town.
But they say the same thing of Barcelona, but there's hella crackheads and freaks out there.
Yeah, that place is just like a bunch of, you know, people walking around checking you out that never seen the shit before.
No, I want that. I want that. Give me that. Give me that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't like that when people are scoping on you. Like,
yeah, the scopes have. That shit's
scope
hectic.
Check. Well, Windsor, what's the next song?
I think there's this one from Iron Butterfly. It's called Solo. That one goes.
That's in? Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly. Yeah. No, the Iron Butterfly song, I think it's called It's So Low.
It's So
He's
Low.
He's talking about this chick. It's all sick. He's just talking about this hoe. She was just
down
for just
the
crew. She was just fucking everybody. And he's all, heard you've been sleeping around, you dirty
I heard
bitch.
You getting dirty.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah. You going up to SAC today?
I think we're going to go to SAC tomorrow after... fucking my birthday's tomorrow, so
happy birthday. Motherfucker, fucking,
yeah, I'm hyped. So I'm trying to I had like a rough one at Clipper yesterday, so I'm gonna go back. I kind of just bitched out, so I gotta go back there and just
Jake
glory
Johnson
for,
fucking frontside slappy that shit. Did you see
yeah
that?
Yeah, I seen it. It was amazing.
That Jake Johnson part, that stoked me. I was like, come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, he nailed it. That wall ride at the end was
nuts. No, that wall ride is it. Daddy? Who's
yeah,
your
yeah,
daddy?
He's mashing his heavy because he's
That's
going so
Montreal,
fast at the end.
That's in Montreal, and you don't... Montreal? Fuck Canada. All right. Every time I go there, I get rousted by the cops. I ain't in that.
Why are they fucking with you?
Because I got a felony. Ah!
There's a... So that what's up with that? I got like a what's up with the DUI shit? Is that legit? Like I got a
you got a
DUI like a fucking 8 years ago or something. But
eight
I don't.
Years ago,
but there's like a I'm going
a statute of limitations. They depends on. Sometimes the pigs want to roust you. They don't think they're North America, which is like such a bitch. It's
hard.
Like, you know, come on, dude.
Yeah.
North
obviously.
America. There's Mexico. Us, North America, and then yeah, yeah. Canada. It's like, fuck you, man. Get your ass on the road.
Yeah.
If you had any advice for upcoming skaters in the world today, what would it be?
Just, you know, obviously, like, everybody, every dude coming from us, is the same advice would be, like, you keep skating. Don't, like, you guys can't be rushing to get sponsored so fast. You know what I mean? Like, especially how I feel, like, the little kid, like, the young bulls, like, just have fun, man. Like, that's the best thing you got. You know what I mean? That's the reason why you started doing this. Don't try and, like, you know, come up, like, just because of, you know what I mean? Everybody thinks, like, this whole sponsor, like, it's obviously awesome and cool and shit, but
no, if you're good enough,
you know what I mean?
If you're good enough to get sponsored, it'll find you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll get you. Instead of trying, like, so don't try so hard, you know, have some fun.
I went to the demo and I melon and grabbed that fence.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, never seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say, if there's a ticket with my name on it, guess what? I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll work out. It'll work.
See
it'll
the world.
Work out for you.
Just, you get a chance to see the world.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, just, you know, have fun, and you're gonna get obviously get good at it because you're having so much fun, and then love takes you, you know, it just
you do. I know. Okay, name two of the upcoming skaters that you think are on the hit.
Chris Jocelyn kid is fucked up.
Dude, did you? Whatever. Good call.
I heard he's just fucked up. When you see like I don't never like skated with him or anything, and but you see it.
No, you see it
you
when
see
he
it.
Got, he
you
got
see
magic.
What he's doing, and you're just like,
he
God
stomps
damn.
His shit. He's like,
yeah, he's a beast.
He's a beast. One.
And there's this new kid coming up, Mikey Haywood. He's sick. Like this kid from Long Beach. He's really good. He's super super rad kid. Like he's gonna come up. Black kid. Black power. God bless his heart.
Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, he's sick. So yeah, I like that dude. He's gonna come up real hard.
One more song.
We're gonna do it. Fucking for you haters, all the LE boys out there, and all the boys that love that fucking dubstep shit, or just like that type of music or that genre. I got this song from Disclosure. It's called I'll just do Latch. Disclosure. Latch. Latch is essential.
All right, man. That's my freaking radio show. Windsor James, blood.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Felbers.
Straight up, kid. Stay in the game.
Hell yeah, for sure. God bless everything, fucking Thrasher. You guys fucking help me down.
No, we help you. You help us.
Hell yeah.
Let's go on a trip Woo. Sometime.
Hell yeah, I'm super down. Thrasher trips seem like
forever.
So fucking essential.
Ow!
God bless it. You.
Thanks a lot, kid.
Fuck yeah, G.
That was tight.